Do you remember this theme tune? Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Well, it's time to stop relying on the Ghostbusters, as we have someone who is even better than the classic film and now has got the responsibility to make me believe that ghosts do exist. Please welcome to Audiobeam, Sandra Moses. So, Sandra, you are a ghost clearer. What does that actually mean?
I don't do ghost hunts. I don't go looking for ghosts. I help people who are being tormented by unseen, unwanted entities. And so I go along and I go and banish them from this world and send them back from where they've come.
Wow. Okay, then. How did this all start? It's not a normal traditional job you'd go for.
It started because I'm a medium. I'm a platform medium, so I demonstrate to audiences. Is so obviously, if I can talk to the dead, then that must mean I should be able to and be able to see what's troubling somebody. So that's how it started off.
But how did you know you could talk to the dead? Can I talk to the dead?
Anybody can talk to them. Yes, it's believing it. It's a gift that you have to tune into. And you have to fine tune. And I always think a really good example is, this happens to us all the time, don't we? You'll be with somebody, they say, OMG, did you see that there? Did you see that, what that woman's just done? And you go, what? I didn't see anything. And yet the two of you were standing there in exactly the same spot. Why didn't you see it? Because you weren't looking for it and you weren't tuned into it. So really what you have to do, you just have to develop your gift. I'm not saying you could go and stand and demonstrate on a platform, but you could certainly talk to your granddad.
I'm not convinced. Is there a time then you've actually seen a ghost?
Because I'm a medium, I tend to see them more in my head as opposed to physically seeing them. But I've seen physical activity that's been done by a ghost. Arrived at one house, and as we got there, as we went to go through the door, straight away they kicked off the fire alarm, the fire detectors. See, and not just one, there were two in the house. They kicked them both off as we walked through the door to try and frighten us off. I've seen lots of things, and I have a lot of video evidence, a lot of photographic evidence.
So, a ghost's your friend, then? Are you going, you know, it's Casper, the friendly ghost, or are they your enemy?
Well, they're usually tormenting people. So, you know, I never go out alone. I always go with at least two or three other mediums because I want to know that they can see what I can see. I don't want to delude myself and thinking I think there's something there. And so that I want them to be able to see what I can see. And if they can't see what I can see, then I'm not going to do anything. It's very easy to kid yourself. It's very easy to let the ego to become involved in when you're trying to do something like this. So I'm going in there, and I'm going in there to get that, to get whatever is there out. I'm going in there to get them to go. I used to work at the hospital, and you get a lot of doubts, you know, a lot of people who doubt. But what I say to those people, you know, that's your truth, that's your belief, your truth, that's where you're at. I'm not going to try and convince anybody because it's my truth. I know where I'm at. I know what I'm seeing.
So you've got a book out called Vanquishing Ghosts and Demon, a medium's harrowing tales of removing evil spirits. How do you remove those evil spirits then? So we know that you can see ghosts. How do you remove those evil spirits then?
I'd like to say, well, I do this and I do that. But Johnny, I'm getting to sound even stranger now. It's not, you know, I'm just a tool for the other side. So it is the spirit world that will tell me what to do and how to move them. But basically what I'm going to do, we're going to pitch our psychic energy, because it's all psychic. We're going to pitch our psychic energy against its psychic energy. And if we lose it, that entity is going to take all that energy and the family are going to be in even bigger trouble. So really, it's a battle of the minds, a psychic energy, and I'm going to create a doorway and I'm going to push this through a doorway. I think there's a lot of stupidity about ghosts. And I think the most dangerous stupidity is people thinking you can go on ghost hunts and you can talk to them and they're going to be okay. I would never go on a ghost hunt. They are dangerous. And people go along to these things, and you can actually end up with something attached to you. So to think a ghost hunt is safe, it is not. To think it's the biggest myth, to think it's safe to use an Ouija board, is not.
Could you, as a spiritual medium, go into my mind and tell me all about myself then? But you're saying that actually you can't do that because they're all a lie.
As a spiritual medium, I can tune into you, Johnny.
Okay.
I can tune into you and I can say, I can tell you that you have bags of energy. Yes, your personality is to have loads of energy. And you don't know boundaries in that you're going to go out and get what it is that you want in life, but you won't go around treading on people's toes. Somebody can close a door on you and you'll still keep knocking it. And if that door doesn't open, you'll try another door. And that's what carries you forward in life. And that is where it's taking you where you want to go. You have always been fair in relationships, yes? You're a very sincere person, yes? And there's nothing false about you in a relationship. What you say is what you are. But I'm going to tell you. Thank you. You like quite petite girls.
I can't do this. Okay, carry on. I like petite girls. That's true.
Yes, okay, because I can see you wanting somebody quite petite, yes. Thank you. And I feel you like girls with some length in their hair, long hair. Maybe shoulder length, but you like girls with long hair, yes?
Yep.
Thank you. And I'm going to say to you, this girl that's going to come into your is going to come into your life. I think he's going to be quite knows her own mind. He's going to put up with no messing from you.
Ooh.
Yes. Intelligent.
I think that's it, because I'm quite scared now that you know a lot about me.
I think at the moment you're trying to find your feet, you're trying to work out where it is you're going and what it is that you're doing, yes?
Yep.
And you're really not sure of yourself. I mean, I'm saying these things to you, and you're not quite sure what it is that you want or where it is that you want to go. Do you understand me, please, yes?
Yep.
Yeah, I really feel as if you're not sure, you know, what it is. You're not sure which direction that you want to go in. You like the radio work, you like the interaction, But as you get older, you're going to become more clear. But you won't give up. You won't give up.
Well, Sandhya, thank you so much. Don't forget, Vanquishing Ghosts and Demons, a medium's harrowing tales of removing evil spirits, is out on Amazon now. Sandhya, you have been on This Is My Boom by Audio Boom, presented by Johnny Seifert. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Brought to you by Audio Boom.